AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozell. Mayor of Baltimore has imposed a week-long curfew starting today after people looted stores, set fire to cars, and threw bricks and other objects at police officers. Mayor Stephanie Rawlings-Blake says people will have to be off the streets from 10 p.m. to 5 a.m. She says rioters and looters are taking advantage of the peace protests of last week.
It is idiotic to think that by destroying your city that you're going to make life better for anybody.
Earlier, political and religious leaders in Baltimore marched for peace.
We are soldiers in the army.
In the fight.
We have to fight, although we have to die.
They marched after the funeral of Freddie Gray, who died of a mysterious spinal injury while in police custody. New York City police say a dispute outside a Brooklyn church Monday night where a funeral was taking place triggered a shooting that left two people dead and four injured. There have been no arrests. Defense lawyers for Boston Marathon bomber Johar Tsarnaev began making their case to spare his life by contrasting him with his older brother, a man they said was determined to drag his brother down his path to terrorism. The AP's Denise Lavoie heard what a defense lawyer had to say.
He gave a litany of reasons why this is the appropriate punishment, including the fact, in his words, you cannot ever even the scales here. The amount of pain caused by these bombings, you can't punish him in a commensurate way.
Three people were killed, more than 260 wounded in the 2013 bombings. James Holmes' trial in the Colorado theater shootings got underway Monday, with the judge first instructing the jury.
If the jury finds that the prosecution did not prove beyond the
before opening statements, prosecutors depicted a frighteningly smart killer who methodically planned and carried out a mass murder to make himself feel good and be remembered. This is AP Radio News. The U.S. is pledging more help as Nepal struggles to recover from the weekend earthquake.
Secretary of State John Kerry says the U.S. is now promising $10 million in humanitarian aid.
The images that everybody has seen are gut-wrenching.
Two military planes with search and rescue teams are heading for Nepal. Colonel Steve Warren says about two dozen Green Berets were already there when the quake hit.
Some, which were in Nepal for high-altitude training, are assisting in search and rescue operations along a number of popular trekking routes, including the Everest Base Camp route.
Four Americans are confirmed dead, all at the Everest Base Camp. Sagar Meghani at the Pentagon.
BP says first quarter profit fell 26% in the wake of the sharp drop in oil prices. Many of Broadway's best will be up a little early to hear the Tony Award nominations. They'll be announced at 8:30 Eastern Time in New York, a televised event hosted by Mary Louise Parker and Bruce Willis. Sandy Kozell, AP Radio News.